Howdy, folks. Welcome to Arc 4, Episode 7 of the DNR Podcast. We're about to kick things off with Group Firebrand. Now, how is Gwen going to react after the last session and the tragedy that kind of befell the group? Well, we're about to find out. But first, we need to hear from our sponsors and listen to a couple of messages from them. We'll be right back. Please don't go anywhere.
Let's do that thing where we go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Jace. I'm the Dungeon Master. Going around the table, starting with Zach.
What's up? My name is Zach, and I play Paxson Warren on Group Firebrand.
And Robert.
Hey, I'm Robert Wiesehan. I play Giolo Fane, the elf warlock.
And Kelsey.
Hey, I'm Kelsey, and I play Calypso Lovelace.
And Jamie.
Hi there, I'm Jamie, and I play Beau, the Tiefling Paladin.
And last and certainly not least, Bree.
Hi, my name's Brianna Marie, and I play Gwen, the half-tiefling, half-halfling. Who knows? It's a mystery. What am I? What is my purpose?
To serve butter.
Oh my god.
So, okay. Let's jump back into things because we sort of left things on a bit of a precarious note. And what I'd like to do is we've established that you are very much alive. Gwen is very much alive, if somewhat altered. Now, I would imagine that there's a bit of a kind of a hand-holding, consoling type of thing. Like, it's like, okay, you're okay. Everything's fine. And a bit of catch-up. Like, it's like, okay, here's what happened with the bandits. Everyone's fine. You know, how much do you remember? All that good stuff. And I'd like to pick things up just a bit after that. Like, maybe an hour or so later. So, this is middle of the night. You've probably been escorted from this. We can't call him crazy, because he did what it said on the tin. So, he's not crazy. But you're going to be escorted from this Archmage's house, so he can start writing a paper all about how great he is.
But academics, in parting, am I right, guys?
I mean, yeah, that's a big
He's got to write a study now. He's got to tell everybody, like, it's like, oh man, I'm going to get published so hard. You were given a bit of a packet, like not an instruction manual, but it's like, hey, here's a list of side effects. So you're part robot. Yeah. So he's going to hand you this and it's like, pour over it whenever you get a chance type of thing. But, for now, get out. Has the team stayed together throughout this, or did anyone go home for the night? Did anyone have second thoughts about this entire thing? How is everyone feeling?
I mean,
personally, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, personally, I think maybe the sisters would want some time to their family. You know, what they went through was pretty serious and you know, personal and traumatic. So maybe they want some time alone. Paxson is probably, well, it's the middle of the night. I was going to say he's going to go work or something, but it depends on what they want to do. If they want some time alone, they'll have it.
I mean, yeah, I guess if we were calling it not quits for the night and going to meet up tomorrow to talk about like next step for Firebrand, then I would anticipate Beau and Gwen going home together. And Beau would probably be pretty affectionate towards Gwen on the way home, like hugging and like squeezing arm over the shoulder.
Yes. Piggyback ride, more than likely.
Nothing too strenuous. No, no piggyback rides.
But you have to carry me home.
But you need
I got
to heal.
Stabbed today.
But you need to
I don't
heal.
Want to walk home.
Wow.
When I got stabbed, you got to carry me.
You stabbed you, though. Like, that was like...
That's not important right now. I got stabbed.
Like, yes, L's toe is broken. L broke L's toe. Like, it was like, I'm going to take care of her, but it's like, okay, I'm not, no piggyback rides. Let's, you know.
Yeah, Gwen's not super stoked, if anyone wants her opinion. Like, she's not...
Yeah, how's Gwen, like, dealing with everything?
Well, I mean, she didn't, like, see anything. Like, there was no light at the end of the tunnel or anything like that, so it almost doesn't feel real. Like, everyone's like, you died, and it's like, no, I didn't. Like, there's some form of denial there.
Hmm.
But, like, mostly it's like, does she feel different? Like, is her body weird? Or, like, can she... Like, I think the area where the stabbing happened is probably different.
So, let's describe all these differences, because I am getting dozens and dozens of questions from listeners, and rightfully so. That's fair. I want to clear up two things really quickly, because we talked about this in the pregame. Back in the day on the show, we would just throw mechanics at the wall and kind of see what stuck. This is a slightly more revised version of that, but yeah, this is very much not a completely finished class, and we're testing it out on the show to see what works. So, if we get to a point where we see that something doesn't work, we're going to switch it up and change it. But here's the lowdown. So this was essentially animated living metal. It's basically a symbiote. It has bonded with Gwen on every level. Physically, emotionally, mentally. It cannot live without you. So it is a vested interest in keeping Gwen alive. That being said, it will try to defend you if it deems you're under attack or under threat or something like that. It kind of has a mind of its own, and as you grow more attuned with it, as you as the days and weeks go on, you're going to kind of come to grips with that, and it's like a partnership. You guys, it's like a three-legged race. You guys will eventually just be in lockstep with each other, and, you know, you'll be able to do some really cool stuff. It does come with some advantages. It comes with some drawbacks, like, because this is essentially living metal on your skin, you have a resistance to fire. Just naturally. You do have a vulnerability to lightning, though. That'll mess you right up. But yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that's going to pop up as we play. But Gwen is still Gwen. Doesn't feel differently, like, mentally. But you will... Your skin is still your skin, but you'll see this kind of creeping, red metallic... kind of, not a burbling, but like a shimmer every once in a while. You'll see that, and it's kind of creeping up and down your skin. You'll be able to control that a little more later, though.
Did you say it was sentient?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was my question. So mentally, I'm the same. Yeah. So this consciousness, life form, I don't hear it in my head or anything. Like, I don't feel a second presence within me or anything like that.
No. It's not, like, haunted. It's very
like
much
a parasite,
like...
almost. A nice parasite.
Yeah, think of it more like a pilot fish. Something like that. Like, okay. Any Spider-Man movie where Spider-Man is kind of figuring out his power set, right? Mm. And he's like, go web! That kind of thing. Like, he's trying to figure out how to make it go. That's basically the phase you're in right now. It's like, yeah, you got cool powers, but, like, I'm still trying to figure out how to stick to things when I want and how to not stick to things when I don't want. That type of thing.
Gotcha. Okay. So, yeah, I think that
More than anything, Gwen's probably just tired. Everything kind of, like, is weird. But, yeah, I think her and Gwen would just take a quiet walk home at night in Brightport, which is always a good idea for two women. Walking around in a city at night is usually the best option. And
cool thing is, you are the cops.
And I'm sure we command a lot of respect after what happened today.
With the reputation we're getting, oh boy.
Yeah, we'll address that.
Who we are.
Yeah, that's the... So you're not respected by the cops, and you're certainly not respected by criminals yet.
No.
Like, there's
oh, God, no.
Watch those guys got like, out. Watch them have some, like, awful nickname for you, like Pinky Pincushion or something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, but yes.
That's so good.
Alliteration,
like, oh, man.
Oh, man. Brings her race into it, which is something.
Any good insult's got to bring your race into it. Oh my god. Okay, so how about everyone else? Because it feels like we're all kind of like going home for the evening. It's very much like I need to sleep on this.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'll see you at work tomorrow. Give me some time. Like, just give me some time.
See you in the
morning. I need to go to church. Yeah. Like,
well, you say that Paxton is actually going to church. He's going straight to the temple. Think about what he did for the day. Not good marks.
Oh, self-judging.
Like report
oh, is it real?
God,
like, I could have done better.
He's the type of guy that he basically stacks up what he did for the day every day. At the end of the day, he just lists up, what did I do? Was it productive enough? No. Sad. Sad sleep.
Oh.
So.
Getting a very critical Yelp review every day.
That's the kind of thing my therapist tells me not to do.
Need to get Paxton a therapist.
I feel like if the only two people left are Giolo and Calypso there for a moment, there's just like this quiet, awkward moment, and Giolo looks over at Calypso and is like, so, got any good reassessing life decisions kind of songs? Awkward smile at you.
They just kind of like look at Giolo and just like take a second to process what he just said, and
I may be able to whip something up, but it's a bit late and I think I'm still probably in shock from all of that, so rain check.
Okay, yeah, no improv.
More like no improv post life and death situations, at least for the moment. That was a lot.
Okay. Well, it's late as it is, but I probably couldn't sleep if I wanted to, so I guess I'm just gonna go. And he's kind of like stretches and like he's like, you know, do what I do off the clock. And he just goes walking toward the nearest bar.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, and like Calypso watches walk is kind of like trying to figure out, it's like, wait, is he mean like off the clock, like off the police job, which he does his other job, or is he just going drinking? And it's like what off the clock are we talking about? And they just kind of like shake their head and just like turn to go like back home. Yeah, they're gonna go pass out.
Yeah, Giolo does not remedy that confusion.
Yeah, no, that's not expected. It's
just... So, okay. Let's talk about Giolo for a second. I think we've got a pretty good bead on everybody in terms of personality. But I think one of the questions that a lot of listeners are going to have, and honestly... us. Why is a guy like Giolo in law enforcement of all things?
What might happen? What might occur to demystify that for the listeners?
So as you take your leave, you're gonna get ready and hit the bars or you know, just kind of. Are you a social drinker, by the way? Or you feel like a.
Giolo kind of does whatever he thinks might, like, draw a new interesting person in, right? Like, he goes and he, like, I mean, he also has sex for money, but sometimes if he's just looking for interesting companionship for the night, he kind of just, like, tries to find someone who looks like they stand out at the bar and then, like, become what they would be interested in, right? Like, he tries to be kind of malleable. He tries to become your dream, you know, become your interest.
Okay.
Like, in a con man way or in a fetishizing sort of way?
It's... Why not both?
Yes.
The answer to that is I don't think he even fully knows, right? Like, okay. he's been doing it as part of the job so long that it's kind of a reflex that he doesn't overthink why he's doing it in the first place. Mm. So what is the closest drinking establishment that he would go to if he doesn't feel tired?
Well, we can't have you showing up to a dwarf bar. They would not take kindly to Giolo, but you'd know that by now.
Oh, okay, yeah. if I know, I'd stay away. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd know.
I just imagine he's like, coworker almost died today, feeling loose, baby. Let's go.
I mean, there's also like a take his mind off it element. Like maybe right. maybe you'd I'll go forget. And do the thing that I'm accustomed to like shake off the doldrums.
And I look, man, we all have our ways of unwinding. It almost was morning, but now you're unwinding. So before you get really comfortable, like I would say, as you are walking, let's get you to a bar. I would say, Jesus, okay. Someone like you would probably be either a Rusty Nipple guy or a Sleazy Pete's guy.
Well, don't.
Oh, your goodness, options.
Don't sell it too hard.
Well, okay. The Rusty Nipple is, let's call it a working man's brothel. It's very blue collar.
It's a fine establishment.
It's a fixer upper. It is. It is a place to get drunk and laid. Nothing more, nothing less. Sleazy Pete's, despite the name, is actually a bit classier. They have escorts. If Giolo feels pretty good about himself, that would be a place to either ply his trade or show up and just share war stories, that type of thing.
Isn't Brie. It a little gauche to try to sell yourself at someone else's brothel?
I mean, I if like you look, like, it's like,
I feel like, I don't know, if it, up at once it's like white at a wedding, like, it's not,
it's like being a hairdresser. As long as you pay a percentage, you're fine. You're renting the space.
Okay. I give a referral fee.
And Giolo is a very respectable freelancer.
I wasn't sure how that worked. I thought he was just showing up and being like, or
it's a small community. You gotta treat. You don't want to burn too many bridges.
There's a kickback. There's territories. It's very complicated.
Mm. Oh yeah. So,
I feel like I'd go more to Sleazy Pete's. I feel like I'm not in the zone for like, I don't. I want something interesting to happen. I don't want something dangerous interesting to happen.
That's fair. Okay, good. So, let's go to Sleazy Pete's. Let's go. Yeah. Okay. So. It's a nice place. They offer massages. There's a guy named Big Richard who will he will work every muscle in your body until you are limp as a noodle.
I'm sure he has.
Well, he has.
So if you were to show up in this place and you know, Giolo takes a seat, Giolo's immediately going to feel a presence. Just
a familiar presence?
Absolutely familiar, like instant, kind of a, it's like, oh damn it, okay. And there's going to be a literal being on his shoulder. Giolo, we really need to talk about today.
Yeah, we should. Like, you know, where were you to do something like super useful when those thugs were causing a great deal of trouble? You know, I just, do you do like a useful thing, or do you just kind of whisper at me once in a while?
I help those who help themselves, Giolo. And if memory serves, you went in guns a-blazin' a bit. I believe we can work on your tact.
I tried to use the wonderful new magical abilities, all right? I did the thing. I added my own layer to it where I pull the hat down and I do a little mysterious stranger thing, and it didn't take. And then I shot 3 times and those didn't take either. And then I was like, got a luck. Can I get like a ricochet here or something? And that didn't happen. And then the little fireball, she almost bled out, and that was a bad day. This is the worst.
Any big change of life is going to come with a series of hurdles, Giolo. Now, let's give you a compliment sandwich. I believe in giving constructive criticism. I'm proud of you for taking the initiative and joining this new team. However, I do believe that maybe communicating to these thugs that you are to be respected, you're law enforcement, and they should surrender before engaging in any physical conflict. However, you did show a great deal of concern for your new friend and your partner. And I was very proud of you for that as well.
Yeah, well, all 4 of them seem all right, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'll feel more like going back in the morning. Is there any, like, I know we've only been doing this for a while. You haven't been, like, too judgy about the off-the-clock stuff. I get my own me time, right, with this gig?
Well, I do see the things that you get up to, and I...
Do you like him?
Like is a strong term.
Could you grow to like him?
I think you're doing enough growing for the both of us. However, this is baby steps sometimes. You have been involved in this sort of livelihood for quite some time. So let's focus on your career, and maybe then we can expand to your nightlife.
Fortuity, I just want you to think about it, because, like, God of luck, right? They call it getting lucky for a reason, okay? I'm right on the same page, all right?
Well, it's not luck if you're paying for it, Giolo. it's much more of a transaction.
Semantics.
You've had a hard day, so I won't talk your ear off too much, but I'll check in at some point tomorrow to see how you're doing, all right?
Yeah, okay, whatever. All right. We'll keep it on for now. We'll keep going. Keep on keeping on.
Try not to beat yourself up too much, but you should beat yourself up a little bit.
If I'm not up for it, Big Richard's here anyway.
And he's just gonna just pop out of existence again.
Still not used to that.
Question, could anyone else see the familiar thing, or was Giolo just like talking to himself tall?
I have been going back and forth to bring our quantum leap talk back around. I don't know if this is his traveler that goes along with him and that only he can see. So here's what we're gonna do. I want you to roll a flat d20, Rob.
Okay. Yeah.
1 through 10, only Giolo can see this being.
Fortuity is the name.
Fortuity, yes. Yeah. So 11 through 20, this is a physical being that anyone can see.
Ooh, the die clicks when I pick it up, too. That was unexpected. All right, here we go.
Hey! Okay. All right. This is a physical being that people can see, which is probably why Like, he's laying low. It's we, like, look,
well, now we don't have to have the whole thing. Now we don't have to have the whole cliched, like, no, I'm not crazy, you know, like, right. storyline. Like, I'm kind of glad we get to skip that.
Yeah.
So that means we can talk to it at maybe some point. Right?
Yeah, you know, if fortuity is here and not here, and, you know, it varies. We're, I feel like we're still working out the relationship.
I'm sure you'll get the chance. Don't worry, Zach. It's fine.
I want to try one of those compliment sandwiches.
I love his patience. That's what I love about them. Like, it's like, okay, it's a work in progress. We're going to do it to get like a kind of a motivational speaker.
I have so many questions about how that whole system works. Like,
I picture like a Big Brother thing. Yeah, like, yeah.
Fortuity tree, the short straw, the job sentence. Like, just...
Seems like.
Let me ask a question. Let's cut back to the sisters here. Let's cut back to Beau and Gwen. Are you going home, or are you crashing somewhere for the night?
I would think that Beau would say that they would go home. That Gwen needs her rest. And walking back, Beau is probably even going to ask Gwen. So what are you planning on telling Mom?
Gwen's gonna, like, bristle a little bit at that. And then just shake her head. Nothing, obviously.
What do you mean, nothing? There was... literally an entire bar full of people who saw you. She's gonna find out eventually. You might as well be the one to tell her.
She might not find out, first of all. Mom doesn't talk to a lot of criminals. And second of all, no. I don't want to.
She needs to know.
Look, if you tell Mom, she's just gonna flip out and try to get you to quit. So, you can't do that.
I think you know me better enough than to think I would quit just because Mom wants me to. And Beau is going to sort of, like, she's had her arm sort of around Gwen while they're walking down the pathways. And is going to sort of, like, give her a little squeeze on the shoulder.
Is it like... a threatening squeeze, or like a
like a playful squeeze?
You're hurting me.
No, like a playful squeeze.
Okay.
While you guys are having this chat, by the way, I need to paint a picture for the background. So you are leaving the lower quarter of the city, which honestly is most of the city. It's called the lower quarter. This is not divided.
It's a good two-thirds.
It's a good, yeah. It's the quarter, or most of. And slowly but surely, as you guys are talking this out, the buildings are going to get nicer and nicer, spaced out. There's actual property instead of just everything being on top of itself. And you guys are heading into a district called the Gray Quarter, which is... very upper middle class. Like, this is people, like, they have successful businesses and savings, and they're not quite nobility or, have multi-million gold empires or something, but they still hold sway. These are people who vote and let you know they vote. They have better business meeting type things. It's like, well, I'll get the community together, you know, that type of thing.
Sorry, is this where most of the temples are this quarter?
Yep.
Yeah, this is where Paxton is.
Yeah, so, but it's very different. Like, there's the business section of it, and then there's, like, clergy members and church, like nicer churches, whereas downtown you'll get a lot of churches that are dedicated to multiple gods. It's kind of like it's a one-stop shop there, but there's like little altars and stuff like that, not necessarily priests or anything that are dedicated to those faiths. In the Gray Quarter and the upper crust, that's like you'll have individual temples and stuff. Like it's a lot nicer, to be honest. And eventually, you are going to get to a shop. Now, you guys didn't give it a name, so I'm going to give it a name.
Mm-hmm.
The proper perennial.
I like it. We decided you should name it because Gwen and Beau didn't name it. Their parents did.
So. That's fair. So it is named. And this is this is an herbalist shop. And they, quite a successful one, a pretty large one. This would be like the Walgreens of your area. Like this is, it's nice. Like it's, you know, be well. So next door to this establishment is quite a nice little townhouse type of thing. It's two stories. It's got a little yard. It's really quite nice. And that is the building you are heading to. All the lights are off when you get there. Are you just walking in or are you sneaking in?
I think it's only polite, and also Gwen would like to sneak in.
Yeah.
I don't know what Beau's planning.
Yeah, no, Beau would try to be quiet too.
You live in this home, right? You're not just visiting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me a stealth check, please. Both of you.
Hey, Mom worked hard. You don't want to wake her up for no reason. I understand.
She worked hard for the money.
There we go.
Oh no!
You take one step, symbiote activated.
Come on.
Like, point out it's still a 9.
Oh, dang it, sorry.
You have disadvantage.
Okay, you gave yourself disadvantage.
I don't know how I
she has. No, it's you wear bulky armor,
my God,
that's why.
Rolled ones. So is there mom like just like sitting in the doorway like waiting?
She turns around in a chair, stroking a cat.
Yeah.
No.
She followed you home.
Yes. Hey Bree. Yeah. Stop rolling crit ones with this character. You get one.
I would very much like that to not happen anymore.
You are going to walk in and knock over a bucket. The second you open this door, like, clang, clang, and then it rolls across the kitchen floor, gang, 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 like, and, a lantern light is going to, you know, you're going to hear a match, and then you're going to, like, someone's going to, who's there?
Beau's going to go, shh, Gwen, be quiet.
Wow.
Fucking bitch.
Gwenny?
Is that, our auntie? Or
that's your mom. That's okay. Gonna be.
I like it. Yeah, Mom, it's us. It's me and Beau. We just got in from work, and then she's gonna like gesture, like zip it to Beau. Like no.
Beau is gonna look at Gwen and sort of do the like. The motion of like, you need to say something to Mom. It doesn't mean that you're going to say something. And then it's just going to say, sorry, Mom, go back to bed.
Get ready, because this is just going to be annoying. Your mom is a lot. we did some, we, I, yeah. Th-
you so, said okay. Your mama annoying. Oh, shit.
She is going to creep bleary-eyed into the kitchen area here. She was very much asleep, and she's going to set this lantern here on the table, and walk up to you. You're just getting in at this hour of the night. Is this going to be all the time with this new job?
Do they still have like blood on them?
It's a good question.
I
wear
don't...
black, for the record, so even if so...
You're going to have to wear a shitload of black for what happened to you. Okay, you know what?
I look
on a
moist.
Scale of 1 to 10, I need each of you to roll a d10 to see how bloody you would be.
10 okay. The squat
Bree,
little one.
I need you to roll with advantage.
I roll with advantage because of the black?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah. No. That is not why you roll with advantage.
Because it's your blood.
Oh, right. It's the higher number is worse.
Because of the giant hole in your stomach.
I rolled with advantage, but it didn't do it, so I'll roll again.
Okay.
Okay. 7 of 10.
So I'm soaked with blood. Like, my hair is red. Like...
Yeah. Oh, man, this is going great so far.
I love this. This is fantastic for me.
So she's going to, her eyes are, like, slowly adjusting. And at first she's kind of annoyed that you're coming in this late and, you know, annoyed at your job. Oh my God, Gwenny! What happened to you? Are you all right? And she's gonna rush over and you know.
She's probably gonna, like, shift back and, like, I'm fine. This isn't my blood.
What?
No, we stopped some criminals. Mom, you would have been so proud. We went into a criminal ring and we stopped them.
That stutter's really selling it.
You know what comes next. Can I get a deception check, please?
Deception check. She's really good at lying to her mom. That's all right, here we go.
You're amazing. Really good at that, huh?
Not very good at lying to her mom.
Oh, no.
You know what? Unless she's going to literally kill you, this is where to get all the low rolls at.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, honestly.
At least
not
it's
life or death.
Yeah.
So that's a 4.
I was just making eyes at Gwen, like,
Okay, in the scene, in my head, I see Bo gently edging away from...
Exactly, yes.
Like, it's like she's on skates, like, slowly.
Yes.
Don't you lie to me, young lady. There's a hole right there. I can see what you would... Take all this off right now. Take off these blood-soaked clothes. And, what she... Okay. She's going to start talking and then not stop talking. And I'll give you a brief preview of what she said. I knew this was going to happen. I told you not to get into such a violent profession, but no, you knew what's best. I don't know what I'm talking about. I've just lived in the city for 40 years. I don't know anything. Take off that coat right now. And so on.
And so on. Gwen will listen because she doesn't have any other options anymore. So she'll take off the little over jackets, like the way she's dressed, because we got our uniforms, but they were made for like us, is like she has a lot of like baggy clothes, like leathers and such. So she'll take off all the over stuff and underneath she's just wearing like a purple tunic type deal. And there is a big hole in it and it's not purple anymore based on my rolls, which is unfortunate because I really liked this shirt. That's the worst thing that's happened today.
So you're taking off the leather vest and stuff?
Yeah. Wasn't very helpful.
Do you remember when I said that this living metal would, it's going to take a bit of time to get used to you? Uh-huh. And it may see someone stripping off your armor as a time to defend you.
Uh-oh. Don't kill my mom.
I need you to roll a flat d20, okay. And the higher the number is, the greater the chances are.
Okay. Come on, low roll. 4. Okay, cool.
4. Okay. So, she's going to take this off, and she's looking for fresh blood, because this looks kind of dry and stuff, so she's... Oh my God, you lost so much blood, Gwenny. You just... And up your arm... Your skin's gonna have that shimmer, almost like the predator, like the just like kind of a like a. Mm-hmm. And she's gonna drop your vest and kind of like stumble back. What was that? What's wrong with your skin?
Gwen's gonna cringe because she really, really didn't want this to happen. She's gonna kind of glare over at Bo like it's Bo's fault that this is going on. Like Bo, because Bo wanted to tell their mom this is happening. It has nothing to do with knocking over the bucket and being coated in blood.
So at this point, okay, anyone who has siblings.
Oh, hell yeah, do it.
The big brother or big sister initiative takes over eventually. Mm-hmm. Now, This very much depends on age. The younger you are, the faster this happens. The older you get, there's a leeway time where the younger sibling who fucked up gets grilled. But eventually, the gaze always turns. You should have stopped them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen now. She is very much going to look at Bo.
And I think probably at the worst timing, because Bo, when Gwen looks over at her like that, is going to sort of like shrug, like, what do you want me to do? And then is going to see her mother look over at her and is going to sort of like put their arms down and... It was an accident.
One of you better start explaining some things to me very quickly, or we will stay up all night, and I will get the information that I want. Her accent gets thicker the more outraged she is.
I love her.
She's got a lot of finger wagging, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yes.
Can I ask a question about... The other parent, our father.
Yes.
Is he more, less?
He's okay. So there's very rarely two parents who can be this much.
Right.
One has to be the calming influence, and one gets to be this. Figure. So yeah. So you know, there's usually an evening out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So Gwen's like covering her stomach. Because that's where, I assume that's where, like, the most of the shimmering is happening, too, so you could probably see it through the hole. And she's just gonna be like, is Dad awake?
This is going to rile her further. Don't you drag your poor tired father into this so that he can shield you? I'm not being some brute. I'm concerned for my children. You stumble in the middle of the night, covered in blood, and I'm supposed to just shrug it off, I suppose. This was your first day on the job. It's only gonna get worse. You know what? And she's going to start, she's going to make a big dramatic showing of going over to get a jacket. I'm going to go speak to that mayor of yours. This is why I didn't vote for him. This is why. And she is going to get ready and go chew out.
I feel like Bo would have to step in here.
Mom. Mom, it's too late. We're gonna regroup in the morning and talk about a plan, and really we just need to train more. I mean, this was just an accident.
No. What's to talk about? What are you gonna wait for something? Like, what if she had died? What if your sister had died? What would you do then, Bo?
Straight-faced. There's a look and then just like stone face. Yeah, what if?
Bo is gonna look over at Gwen and then look back at her mother and then look back over at Gwen. She did die, Mom.
Bo!
But she's fine. She's fine. The city, look, she's fine. The city brought her back. New and improved, see? And Bo's going to walk over and sort of lift Gwen's arm to show that little shiny belly spot.
I like to imagine that you lifted her, like, clean up onto her, like, tippy toes, and her shirt just felt, like, moved up as her arms did.
Paxton will be over in the morning to collect resignation papers. Sorry. I think this is it.
She's...
I'm 22 years old. I can make my own choices.
Technically, yes. Legally, yes, you can. But so, by now, I'm going to use a modern term. Your mom's a bit of a Karen.
Get out.
Could you explain her hair situation now you say that?
Well, it's the middle of the night. Don't hold it against her right now. Judge it in the morning. Judge it after she's put herself together.
You're right.
No one should be judged by the middle of the night hair. At the risk of offending some of our listenership, please understand, this is a fictional character. It's only a show. You should really just relax. She's going to see, for the second time, your skin do that thing, and there's a long pause. Now, when you say, she did die, Mom, there's going to be this blank stare, like, what are you talking about? She's right there. And then the skin thing's going to happen again, and you're like, the city brought her back.
Oh, no.
You're going to see a long pause, and then white-hot fury. You let them pump chemicals, unnatural chemicals, into your sister. Was this even tested? Do you even know what they do? Did you read the warning labels? Were there even pamphlets, Bo?
I think Jason's too good at this.
Camera's on makes it so much harder.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, Mom.
Camera's on forever, by the way. This
I like
is fantastic.
This. I actually do. I do not want to meet our aunt, Jamie.
She just stumps out of another room.
Okay. Gwen's going to, like, pull away from Bo. I don't know how long you had her hanging there. And just be like, "It's Mom, it's fine. It's seriously fine. Look." And then she's going to, like, lift her shirt up herself. To, you know, a modest degree, and just be like, and poke the area. I didn't, you know, she's not doing like the child showing off their underpants to everyone in the room. You know that move?
You're 22. I would hope not.
I've had someone blast you before trying this.
If you did, then she has every right to be the way she is with you.
But yeah, she's going to like lift up her shirt and kind of like poke the scar area. Be like, it doesn't even hurt. I'm fine. And she's going to, like, clench her fists and be like, I kind of did it to me anyway. There was a lot of blood, and I may have slipped. And it's no one's fault, and it's going to be fine. So, can we please just go to bed?
Two things. Give me another flat d20 roll, please.
Did I want low? Because I got a 1, and I'm really fucking sick of this.
Just the 1.
I'm changing the color of my dice. This is not
That's what it is. It's got to be. It's got to be. So, okay. You're gonna explain, I did this to me and everything. And when you make a fist, your forearm is going to change shape, and a blade is going to come out. Altair style.
Oh my god.
And she's going to stumble backward, and I need to roll a flat 20 now.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way Mama made you.
Okay. It was higher than it was lower. It's a 13, so okay. Lower would have been you're a monster. Higher,
Mommy,
higher is
I love you. I'm pretty sure.
She is going to take a good 3-4 steps back. Like, now she's at the entranceway of the kitchen. And if you let go of your fist, that blade is just going to disappear. Like, the way it looks was your skin became steel, basically. Like, it was seamless. T-1000 style.
Despite everything that's happening around her, Gwen thinks that's fucking sweet. Lights up, and she like holds up her hand like, oh my gosh, awesome. Like, but she doesn't say anything, she's still in trouble, but like,
what's the name of this is so bad, I had it in my notes, now I can't find it. What's the name of the god of justice, the one that I worship again?
Alvarin.
Thank you. Bo is just
God
gonna
gets no respect. She's imprisoned in a swamp for years. She's, you know, it's just.
I'm sorry. There's so many names.
There's a lot of proper nouns. It's okay. You know, there is a book you could read.
That's Bo is just going to yell out, "Holy Alvarin!"
Nice.
She's going to get that really dramatic mom thing of, like, her hands are shaking. My God, Gwenny, I can't deal with this. I can't. I need, just go to your rooms. Just go to your rooms. I need to think. And she's going to continue talking as she shuffles up the stairs. I can't with this anymore. Like, just, it fades generally into the distance.
Nightmare.
Did you see my arm? That was cool.
What the fuck was that?
3 weeks later.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Whoa.
Yep. So.
We don't get to see the interaction between the mom and the mayor. We don't get to see a fan get murdered. That
Stephen Werrick had a really shitty day the next morning.
There's so much paperwork. So much paperwork.
And just a woman screaming in the corner as he tries to throw it out.
So, okay. There's a few things. It is now the 27th of Ringway, which means you're pretty firmly into winter now. It is cold. You have had 3 solid weeks on the job. And I'm going to have you guys roll for a few things. Bree, I think you've rolled enough. You're fine. You're good.
Put the dice down. You can only hurt yourself by trying.
Like, literally.
I'll actually step away from the computer so that my luck doesn't rub off on anybody. Because holy fucking shit.
So, you had a very rough first day. And Stephen would have pulled you into his office bright and early the next day and explained a few things. He would feel very guilty. And he's obviously really gung-ho about getting the city cleaned up. He needs to prove to voters that he can deliver on what he promised. But at the same time, he put too much on you too soon. And
yeah, it really was all his fault.
Some of it was his fault.
No, it's good of him to take responsibility for that.
I feel like maybe a little more training then. Okay, go out, have fun. Like, might have been called for.
I think he just, maybe it's because he was in law enforcement for so long. I genuinely think. It wasn't even supposed to be a shakedown. It's like, you guys show up, flash a badge, and say, "Hey, you got permits for this?" That's what he thought.
He didn't tell us anything.
I know! And that's why he's like, okay, I should have been... we can both work on this, guys. So...
I'm gonna mark this down as a solid room for improvement.
Okay, that was orientation.
All I'm saying is Paxson would have argued his case that he tried to say he was authorities and was immediately attacked. He did.
Was after you guys threw a few spells and stuff.
Yeah, like, well, Giolo threw the spells and then Paxson was on the receiving first?
I can't remember.
Yeah, that was the opening salvo.
That's not what my report says. I'm not corrupt. I'm sorry.
Use like a mind bendy spell, and when that didn't work, you kind of went to plan B real fast.
Everyone started stabbing each other. It's like, okay, folks, nothing to see here. And you're just
it's like being in the middle of a fist fight, then you have a badge. Police.
Oh, we're well past that. So there would be a bit of training. There would be a bit of it's like, okay. We're going back to basics. We're going to do a few things, because what it did show was that you guys have gumption, if nothing else. You got moxie.
Which one of those is the thing they put in Gwen to make her?
Yeah.
they put go get her attitude.
Did they put the gumption or the moxie into her?
A little spunk, just in case.
I don't want to be filled with spunk. Thank you.
Oh no.
Gwen, yeah, there's nothing magic about that, really.
She's not into it.
Okay, so guys, this is a PG show. This is.
Is it?
No. So, you guys have been. We kind of put the limiters on. You know, we're doing baby steps. So this, like, you guys are doing some real helping cats out of trees, getting to know the community, that type of thing.
Crosswalk duty.
So. Yeah, like, it's like, okay, we're gonna crank this up after a while. It's like, first, you need to get to know the neighborhood. You need to get to know it from a law enforcement perspective. Also, all the guards in town now know who
you are. Yeah, that's a good thing.
What is our reputation been since our first incident?
Well, that's what we're going to find out, Jay. Oh, people know.
No, do they? We must be infamous.
On a scale of bad to worse, everyone roll.
So here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to tackle that rumor. Because Gunner Turlington was the name of that bandit leader.
Son of a bitch.
That you let live. And Gunner has been talking all kinds of shit. Now, whether people...
He said he felt bad.
He does feel bad, but then he saw you were alive, so fuck you.
All right.
It's like, so anybody who will listen, he's like, let me tell you about these guys. Like, dude, fucking law and... Like, you're supposed to be the new hotness. The mayor vouched for you now publicly. There was an assembly. Like, he gave a speech, and he's like... You are the untouchables, basically. So, Gunner, now having had a run-in with you, is in every CD bar, every back alleyway, talking shit. So, let's start with that. Rob, give me a flat D10. On a scale of 1 to 10, how far has this rumor spread? How much of this has taken root?
Okay, let's find out. I'm going to confess something real quick. When you said 3 weeks had passed, I started looking for training montage songs. So I'm sorry. Okay. All right. I'm going to throw the die.
Okay.
Hey, all right.
Okay. That's fantastic. So this, outside of Gunner and his crew, no one believes it. Because Gunner's reputation is worse than yours. That being said,
He runs his mouth.
That being said, he's the type of dude who would watch a boxing match on TV. It's like, I could take that bum. And you're like, sure, okay, yeah. That guy who punches things 8 hours a day for a living, that's the guy. So, that being said, you might want to nip that in the bud at some point, just because, you know. Now, let's see what the community thinks of this. Zach? If I can get a flat D10, please. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what do people think of this new initiative, this firebrand coming on the scene?
It has to be great. Because Paxton is such a community guy. Look at that. I told you.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
My God!
He's in the streets every day saying, hey, we're going to clean this community up. He has this long list of laws he once established. He's hitting the streets.
They love us.
Those are high expectations, though. I don't know about that.
I can't. People need hope. I can't see how this could go bad at all.
Oh, God.
Let's see what law enforcement, town guards, let's see what they think of you guys coming in. Do they look at it like, oh, these guys are here to help, and maybe they can go to places we can't? Or, who the fuck do these guys think they are to show up day one? And just get, like, special treatment from the mayor. Kelsey.
I can't blame him for that. It's like, this feels weird, but...
Scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, so 5.
Yeah. 5. So it's so-so, right?
That feels fair.
Yeah. So there are some of them who have probably given you a pretty frosty reception. Like, you're like, oh, hi, and they just, like, pff, like that type of thing. And there are some, maybe, like, like older guard who've been around for a long time, and it's like, you know what, you kids got moxie, you got gumption, and I really hope you're the ones to do it, that type of thing.
Get at least one who's like, eh, we all stab ourselves in the first week, it's not...
Yeah, it's just, that's why we work with rubber knives on day one, that's, you know... That's
it's like, do I get my gun yet? No, you get a whistle.
All right, here's the thing. Between a 1 and a 10, and Guinevere is very sick of these jokes. Between a 11 and a 20, she's playing along. She thinks it's funny too. Here we go. Oh, she's sick of these jokes. She's already.
I feel like, okay. I think any listener who has listened to the show for a while knows that Elle has a reputation for being made of paper mache. Like, she is...
She is...
I lovingly said to her last night that she is put together with all the care of a kindergarten art project. I love her, but she just breaks stuff all the time. So, we have... made every joke in the house that you can make.
Yeah, and I tried most of the time earlier today, and Jason already told it before I got there.
I rattled those off real quick. So she's very good natured about it, but much like Gwen, I imagine after 3 solid weeks of like, I imagine your patience runs a little thin.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know. There's 2 more things we got to roll for, which means all of you get to contribute.
Ooh, fun.
We're going to save Bree for last. Jamie.
Yay.
The Houses of Brightport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Houses of Brightport have had quite a lot of control in the city for nearly a century now. Now, the mayor is proposing some pretty radical changes, and he's trying to limit the amount of power they have. The position of mayor has been largely ceremonial for a long time, and... he wants to change that, because he feels that this trickle-down economics thing doesn't work. What do the houses think of that? On a scale of 1 to 10, please.
What do they think of that? They don't like it.
They don't like that?
No,
okay.
No, they
that's
don't.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
I mean, that so makes sense. It would, I can't really see a reason why they would like...
Yeah.
You know?
Cassia would be the only one on board, really.
And here's the thing. No, she wouldn't. Because mm-hmm. what she's been trying to do is reform, you know, criminals. Oh, wow. And give them a second chance. If she has less power to do something like that, then she sees it as, oh, you're just clipping my wings here. I can't do what, you know, there's a lot. Here's the last thing. The city of Brightport... almost 7 months ago, went through a really tough time. There was a very large figurehead of organized crime in the city, in the Black Hand, and she was murdered in the streets of Brightport.
Mm.
Now, obviously that left a power vacuum. Now, when there's a power vacuum like that, obviously, at the end of the day, someone's going to be left standing tall. They probably, like, if, like, Al Capone is arrested or dies, you're not gonna have another Al Capone, but after everyone's done fighting and killing each other, someone's in charge. Now, what I want to know is how organized right now, how organized is the underworld of Brightport? Bree, I need you to roll a flat d10. The higher the number, the more organized and threatening they would okay. be to a small organization like you.
So I would like to roll a low number.
Yes. So, that's this is built for you.
Well, when I rolled to see how much blood was on me, I got a 10. So.
That's fair. What are you going to say, Zach?
So say if she hits a 10 on this roll for max organization, would that mean there could be another Black Hand already in power?
Not a Black Hand.
Someone that takes on the mantle?
Well, they're going to be crime families. They're going to be someone who's not necessarily as organized, but if these crime families work together to get rid of an element like you guys, because if you don't have to follow the same checks and balances, and if you can't be bribed, well, that's a problem.
They don't know that yet.
They don't know yet. That's true. You may be approached. So give me flat D10. A 6.
Well, that's not a 10.
Interesting.
That's the best we can hope for. Worse. The only good rolls I've gotten are for my stats. And I mean, I guess that's better than nothing.
I need one more thing from somebody. Who wants to roll one more die? Zach?
I'll do it.
Could you give me a D6, please?
D6. Oh.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think we're going to know what that one is. Quite yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
But thank you.
No problem. Don't worry. It's one thug that approaches us.
It's one. There's one crime. Yeah. One unit of crime. Yes. In the city.
It's happening
now.
Right now. It's some.
So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick things up on the morning of the 27th. And this is going to start like a lot of your days have started. You're basically walking a beat. You're... You aren't tasked with working the docks yet. That's a really rough spot. However, you are working the market district right now. And that's usually a lot of petty theft, pickpocketing, stealing fruit, that kind of thing. So you're, you know, at this point, when they see the uniform, they know who you are. And at the very least, the very, very low, like kids who steal, they know what you look like. So they're going to take off. You know what I mean? Like, that, you scare kids, at least. And
okay, Jason,
criminals...
don't project onto us. That's rude.
Is that a good thing?
Well, kids who are going to do stuff. Kids who are going to get into shenanigans.
Not shenanigans.
Ooh, shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Tomfoolery, some would say.
Even tomfoolery? Oh my goodness.
So you're saying we've been demoted to shenanigan patrol.
Well, no. I'm saying that, okay, during the day, that's a lot of what you get, right? Night shift is different in Brightport, but you're going to see that you have enough of a reputation now where that has plummeted, that type of chicanery, if you will. I'm just going to use more and more old-timey terms to describe this little rascals-esque version of police work.
I hear we're breaking up a hootenanny tonight.
It's going to be boffo, kid. So, you have garnered a reputation in the city. People are taking notice. They may not be totally scared or whatever, but like they're definitely, they're like, okay, here they come. Let's talk about this later, that type of thing. Someone is going to approach you. And they're being very, they're not making a lot of eye contact. They're kind of coming to you hat in hand, kind of wringing it in their hands. Are you guys, if you're the new guards, right? You're the firebrand people?
What does this person look like?
He is a human with really kind of scraggly hair. He's a little gaunt, very, very thin. And he looks like he does a lot of manual labor. If you were to take a look at his hands, like he's very calloused. He's got very worn boots. He does not look very high in the hog.
If that's the case, then... Paxson will really just step up and say, "We are Group Firebrand. What seems to be the trouble, friend?"
Can we maybe talk about this in private? Maybe step away from all these people, please?
Absolutely. Right this way. Just leaving some random place away.
Can I roll an insight check?
Yes, okay. Please.
Could you come into this dark alley for a moment?
And, absolutely.
Could you come into Crime Alley for a second? And we can talk about this? 21. This guy, he seems worried. He seems very nervous, and it very much seems like he is worried about what other people are going to think of him, maybe. So if you do follow him into this alley, he's gonna, like, look around. Okay, I've tried telling the guards about this, but they don't seem to care. My brother has a real bad reputation in the city, and I think he's in some real trouble, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Who is your brother?
His name is Kyle, but no one calls him Kyle. They call him Scooter.
And what kind of trouble?
He has a drug problem, ma'am. Like a bad one. And we tried to get him clean. We tried taking him to the clerics 3 or 4 times, and it just doesn't take. And I think he stole from some really nasty people, and I think they got him and they took him away because I can't find him. It's been 3 days.
Gwen's going to look up at Beau and. A moment is going to pass between the two of them. And then she's going to lower her eyes, be like, do you know who took him? She's been a lot softer spoken since the stabbing.
The stabbing, I like that.
Gotta get that confidence back. Yeah. Gotta get that moxie. There's a guy. I don't know if you know about him, but his name is Archibald. He's constantly selling drugs down by the docks. It's just in the bars, but my brother owed him a lot, I think, and he wouldn't talk about it anymore.
Is there a chance I might know this man?
Yeah.
Being welcome.
You know what?
City?
Give me wisdom check, everybody. This will be like a streetwise thing.
Did everyone see that I almost got a 15 before I got a 5? Did anyone see that? Did you see it kind of... It almost happened for me.
The random seed for you has just really brutalized you.
Yeah, no, it's not fair.
I'm not a fan.
Wow, everybody. No. I'm gonna... the highest roll is an 11. So... There's a bunch of people who sell drugs in Brightport. So, basically, here's the thing. You know how tough a customer you're dealing with based on the drugs they're selling.
Yeah,
the more the more expensive the drug, the more...
I thought you were going to say, you're going to know how badass someone is by how stupid their name is if someone could still take them seriously.
Archibald's not a cool name.
Because it's not a cool name. This guy's still scared. So, like, if he can say Archibald but be frightened, this guy has some sway.
Yeah.
Do you know what kinds of drugs he was taking? Or any other details?
He's got a real bad Oran Ash habit, ma'am. He's constantly out of it. He sleeps for days at a time. He doesn't even show up to work anymore, and he's always got money. It didn't make any sense. And then one day he just goes missing. So I know it's not good. If he's still alive, I need somebody's help.
How long ago?
And when did you last see him?
I saw him on the 24th, last 3 days.
Or I meant, where did you last see him?
Well, you know that dwarf bar by the docks?
Probably.
It's got a pretty bad reputation as a really rowdy place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, there's an old abandoned house next to that. He was hanging outside of that for a while.
And have you talked to anyone else, any of his former co-workers, or has anyone else seen him? or knows where he might be?
Well, ma'am, they're not such big fans of him right now. I think he's stolen from every one of his friends, and eventually they cut him off. He's just going through a really rough time right now. I'm sure if we get him back, then this time it'll take, and we can get him clean.
Mm. Sounds like your brother just needs someone to guide them on the right path. Ornash is a very serious drug and can lead to lifelong damages to your body, your health, and everything. The faster we can help him and get him back on the right track, the better you all feel, I promise.
I bought a comic book from a drugstore one time, and it was Superman, and he was saying all of those exact things. Paxton is dare.
Do you remember the... Do you remember the Michael Jordan McDonald's commercial? Stop it. Like that?
Get help.
But, like, at first, like, when Paxton, like, starts saying, it's like, he just needs to be, like, led to new, like, so just kind of, like, does, like, it deliberately does not make a face. And then as he keeps going on the spiel, there's kind of, like, look at him, like, what
the? I think, like Paxton's standing in the middle. Paxton is standing in the middle of all of us. And slowly, all the eyes, like, as he keeps talking, we're like, uh-huh.
It's like, what city have you seen for the last 3 weeks?
So, the funny thing is, Paxton's word on the street is his weakness for a sentimentality. He's very sappy. So it's a story like this. He really wants to reunite this family and put it back on the right track. He sees potential because this man right here cares enough. And that's enough.
Is this the one, Paxton? Is this a good deed going to put us on the map?
Well, I think every deed is the one. Every single deed. If I can't do it, who else can?
Okay, but is this the good deed that's going to make us, like, popular and respected? You know, I'm sure they're all important, like, in the cosmic, karmic kind of sense, but...
I see what you mean. I think so. I think a story like this helping this man out could really set a good example for the city, because there are a lot of people that have a story just like him with a lot of hopelessness, and we could really be the people that are there to help them out. And I think that's important.
That's very well put, Paxton.
We can definitely look into it at least, and no promises, but we will do our best to try and see what we can find.
Bless you all so much. I've heard people talk about you, and I knew you would help me out. Thank you so much. I have errands to run today, and I'll be in a few different spots, but if you just ask for me, I'm sure you could track me down, no problem.
Could you give us some information, like where he was living the last you knew, and where he used to work, and any details you have could end up being important?
Well, he rented a room down at the Nipple for a while, but then he ended up causing some damage there, and they kicked him out. And then he was sleeping on one of the ships at the docks, and then they found him, and then they kicked him out. So that abandoned building next to that dwarf bar, like that's where he was maybe sleeping, ma'am. Like, I don't want to talk ill about my brother. It's just he's got some issues, and he may not want to be helped, is the thing, but he needs to be. You need to talk to him. Just reason with him. I'm sure you can.
And we can't make any promises about what we may or may not be able to do, but we'll try to at least find him.
We'll do our best. What was his name?
His name is Kyle. Kyle. He goes by Scooter though. Scooter. He was really big into street names. He made sure to give everybody in the family a street name.
And
he, the way he says that, it's very like, ugh.
Oh, I
like,
need to know what to do.
Boy. And who, so, was he keeping in touch with anyone else in your family aside from you?
My parents cut him off a while ago, so I don't think he's talked to them in months. The only reason I still got to talk to him is because we worked together. We were loading some ships, and then I got this delivery job, and I didn't need to work there anymore, so I just kind of lost touch. He burned all the bridges down there, so he just... I think he just lost everything.
I see. And just real quick, what's your street name? I swear it's important for the investigation. What's your street name? What did he call you?
Thank you, Giolo.
Well, my name's Herb. I'm sure if you just ask for Herb.
Right, but he might be talking about you by your street name, you know, down there. So if we need to be like, hey, you know, Herb except cooler sent us. So what's your street name?
Lil Wiener.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I didn't hear that.
The street name he gave me was Lil Wiener.
Is he your older brother?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that supposed to mean something?
No, no, oh, okay. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a name. Oh. He just gave me a name. It wasn't based on right. anything. It was just...
Understood.
Is he covering his crotch with his hat?
But that's the first time he got a little defensive. He's like, no, no.
What do you mean?
Like, that's the first time he's raised his voice.
Look, if there's anything I've learned, it's more about confidence than your body anyway, all right? I'm tall as hell, and look at me. I get by.
Okay, I should be going. I got these packages to deliver, and they're... adequate size packages. I gotta go. I'm sorry. I'm going to go now.
We'll be in touch and on any updates and anything that we find. And if you find out anything more, be sure to let us or someone else know. Mm-hmm. And
thank you. For real. Thank you. I owe you guys so much. Thank you. Hmm. He's going to get ready and take his leave.
Go get us adequately sized packages.
All right, well, that's... we should probably go and at least let the dear old mayor know where we're going to be.
Then we gotta get to work, because if whatever he's taking makes him that bad at coming up with street names, he's in real trouble.
You don't want to tangle with Scooter. Guys... I think that's a pretty good time for us to stop for the evening.
Oh, good. We're not fighting tonight. Thank fucking God. Because these things are your arm, dude. What the
Whatever. Heck? Whatever you're doing, undo it for the next session.
Well, higher than a 10. I've been trying.
What is happening? There's like a different program. Like,
what the fuck is this?
Is it like Pokemon Go? Do you have to do a little circle before you throw it? Get a curve on it?
You need to reset your cookies.
Yeah, clear your cache or something. Like, just
I don't know what to do.
Well, you don't have to do anything tonight. Everything's fine.
I'm ready to play for 3 more hours. That was fun.
I know. We just got started. I want to keep going.
It took us a while to get rolling.
Yeah,
tonight.
Yeah. But well, we're playing guys, again really that, soon, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was way better than the first session. I'm gonna.
Yeah, no, it. Died.
But here's the thing, though. The first session wasn't even that bad. We just had a snafu.
No,
it wasn't that bad at all.
Yeah, but like as snafus go, that's a big. But I mean, this time we actually got to get to know your characters a bit more, and there's.
Recorded it in one sitting, which is nice.
Yeah, I miss, like. Just walking around the city and meeting NPCs and
fun.
I miss that so much.
I'm just caring
much.
About like, the little fun. Things, man. It's little things in life.
Rob, I have a question. Is Giola's penis tall? Because you said you're tall. That was weird.
Well, no, like Giolo is like kind of freakishly large, so maybe he doesn't, you know, like
freakishly just large.
You just got a lanky member.
Yeah, I guess. So, like, I think everyone in our party is like super tall, and then there's Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't remember how tall Calypso is, but like
there was a height requirement to be in the Firebrand. That's and you just got
Calypso's on like they would be normally on like the shorter end of a group, but like since Gwen is here, it's like
you're here to adjust the average.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. On average, we are a regular size person.
Do you know that, like, Justice League intro, we want you type of poster that's going to be up around the city? Those silhouettes are going to be all kinds of off, because in the middle is either going to dip down or, like...
Gwen goes on the end.
Okay.
I imagined it was going to be, like, singular people, and it's, like, Gwen's just, like, her horns, like... It's like, Monsters, Inc. There's the logo.
We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Please don't go anywhere. This week for the Patreon sneak peek, we're going to be listening to 10 minutes of our latest team meeting. It's the third one that we had. We recorded it back in October. We are eventually going to be creating our own RPG system when we can fully staff it and give it the time and attention that it really needs, obviously. This is going to take a lot of work and time and playtesting, but... we wanted to record all of these ideas and let you guys hear them and just kind of let you pick our brains over it. And we want to hear what you have to say. So sit back, relax, enjoy this little sneak peek. If you want to hear the whole thing, it's about an hour and a half long. You can go over to our Patreon at patreon.com/DANDR. And that is the way you can support the show. You can also get access to our Discord server with hundreds of people on it. And you can listen to... full sessions, behind-the-scenes stuff for every episode, and a bunch more. Thank you all very much, and we hope you enjoy this sneak peek. Howdy, Patreon folks. This is our third team meeting that we had back in October. Now, you may have already heard that we are backburning this TTRPG project for now, and that doesn't mean that we're tossing out these ideas. It just means that we don't have the staff or the budget or the time right now to focus on this, a new book, and the show. Obviously, the show is our first priority, and we want to make sure that that is spick and span, top to bottom, as good as it can be, then we'll reach out. So, with that being said, all of these ideas are still ideas on the table, and in the future, we'll be moving forward with some of them. We really hope you guys enjoy this, and let us know what you think at dandrpodcast@gmail.com. That's dandrpodcast@gmail.com, or you could talk about it on our Discord, where there's a dedicated channel for all this stuff. Thanks, everyone. We hope you enjoy.
Boom. I am recording. Okay.
I missed all that gold? All that comedy gold you just made?
I'm sure. There'll be more. It's fine. So, let's see. Book team meeting, October 21st, 2020. Again, thank you guys for making time. Wednesdays are difficult for everybody, I know, but like, I don't know when else we do them. So, there's a couple of things I want to hit on a list to kind of get us on track for a couple of things. And then I'd like to discuss some stuff that was in the pile. We're obviously not going to get to everything on the pile. And... one of the reasons is because there's just so much, and some of the stuff is going to become obsolete as we go and all that, but we'll talk about as much of it as we can. Otherwise it'll be like a GMT where we try to tackle all the emails and we'll just be here till midnight, and I don't think anybody wants that. Speaking of getting on track, let's talk about that first. The nature of this group, it's going to be hard to do that. Because we have, what, 12, 14, 15 people, something like that? And all of them are going to make different meetings. And all of us are going to have different ideas at different times. And all of us are going to weigh in on different things. So there's a few things that I think we can do to kind of hone in on stuff. Mm-hmm. One, try to make the meetings if you can, obviously. And I know we're all going to do that. If you can't make the meeting, try to watch it at some point after.
So you know what was talked about, and we kind of know where we stand on certain things. Because obviously, if you weigh in on, like, okay, we talk about race, or if you talk about hit points, or whatever we talk about, and you didn't see the meeting and didn't know, you're going to talk about stuff that was either already talked about, or, you know, you might get an idea from what someone said at some point. It's just easier. Two, I want to try to avoid something. I know we've all played tons of role-playing games. Between Rob and Xavier and Kelsey and Ryan, there's probably 50 different RPGs on the table right now. What I want to do is try to get us to some kind of consensus about our base. Let's think of this like juggling. We start with three balls, and then we gradually bring in stuff. Not, oh, I played Cypher or Numenera or something like that. And hi.
It's a baby. We can't hear you, Rob.
No.
Sorry, I had myself muted.
Hi, baby.
Here,
hi.
Now they can hear you. Say hi. No. Oh,
we can see it too. It's fine.
You have a voice, bud.
And goodbye.
Okay, you can take that.
It's a little pointy, so be careful.
Okay, I'll mute you. Go back to
okay. Fine. That's fine. So, we're all going to get this thing where we go, oh, I like this thing from Numenera, or, you know, Five Rings, or Cypher. I've seen Cypher a lot. Try to boil it down into what you liked about that thing, how that can be incorporated. Obviously, we just can't rip off Cypher. We can't rip off, you know, I want to try to start thinking about how that would fit into our thing, not how we can do that thing. So if it's a character building thing you like, why do you like that? Why, you know, what feeling do you walk away from with that, that you're like, oh man, I want to try to incorporate that feeling into this. So we can start kind of like tossing another ball into the juggling thing. So eventually we got 16, 17 balls in the air, and it's not just, what if we scrapped everything and flipped coins? Or what if clouds were made of hot dogs? Like, what? Let's try to focus on, but like between the board games and RPGs and stuff we've played, it's going to be difficult to suss out everything. Right. And without each of us dropping everything and reading a brand new book or a brand new system, or, you know, like Bree just bought five rings, and there's already some stuff with that where it's like, oh, I wish they didn't do this. Like, I wish they didn't have a special dice system. And we'll talk more about that in a minute, like what dice we want to use and all that. But there's inherent problems with that. You get to stand out and you get to do something different. And when you see those dice, you go, that's five rings, or that's vampire, or whatever it is. But you also have to buy special dice. If you don't have those dice, you can't play the game.
Yeah, that's why I think there are like a lot of systems that use just like 2d6, because most people have that. And
it's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like everyone has d6s. Mm-hmm. Like most RPG players have the set, you know.
Yeah, but even if you just have like a board game, you probably
right.
Have,
so, yeah. You can go by Yahtzee or whatever, and like you have d6s. Mm-hmm. So for the pile, before we jump into, you know, specific things, when you put something in the pile, let's try to think of it as, you know, why do you like this thing? And what could we do to maybe incorporate that in, so that when we bring up stuff, it's like, oh, you know, Nick brought up this thing, or Xavier brought up a thing. They like the way this works for combat because. How can we incorporate that into this system and make it our own?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel for every single thing. I don't want to remake D&D, obviously, but I also don't want to remake Cypher or any other, you know, I don't want to do Shadowrun. I don't want to, God, I don't want to do Shadowrun.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone was suggesting that.
What if we had 80 D6? We
just threw the character sheets for that system.
It's really cool, but I don't have a degree.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to avoid.
Right, and I want everyone's ideas to be heard, but we need to kind of filter them in a way that we can all do them, so that we, you know. So does that make sense? It doesn't come off like I'm shutting anybody down. I don't want that, obviously. So let's talk about some pile stuff. Let's start filtering, because last time we had a meeting, we had a really big discussion about species. I keep saying race because it's embedded in my brain and I got to get it out. species. And I think on the page or on the server, if you didn't see it, I think we kind of have a basis for what basic stats are going to look like and how we're going to treat species, where you don't get bonuses or negatives just for being an orc or a tiefling or whatever.
I think that because people are watching this, I think we might want to go into, like, we did talk about that. Whoop. Oh, you're waving to the people.
I'm waving to the people.
I thought
people.
I was muted. I thought you were trying to tell me I was muted.
I'll raise my hand in Skype if I want to do that, Brie.
That's fair. You know what? but yeah, we did have a very long behind-the-scenes conversation regarding species, just so that, like, the people at home know that that's something that was talked about because they can't see that.
Dude, I am dreading the day that that recording goes up, because if we had a lot to say, everyone's going to have a lot to say.
I am loving, like, the thing, because I am listening to the fly on the wall thing so far, just because it is just you and Bree, and I just think it's neat to see, like, how we came to this decision.
Yes!
Like you have, like, the intro saying, it's like, yeah, like, this is from, like, July, this was months ago, riding past that, and then the people on the Discord are, like, talking and, like, getting their stuff, which is great, because a lot of them are good and even have, like, gotten, like, thoughts going and stuff, but it just is kind of, like, aw.
And it's one of the reasons I wanted to do it that way, so that, like, no one thinks definitely. That we're, it's a weird thing, it's like, it's like solicitation, where, like, someone will think we ripped them off, because we have, like, 15 people working on this, and it started months ago. And by the time we post that, it'll be, like, a month or two. So they'll get it. They'll have a ton of opinions. And I think we all walked away from that last meeting going, okay, well, that's not going to work. We need to come up with something that, you know, I want this. Obviously, I think we all want this to feel fresh and new, but still Therian. That's the one question we got to filter. Does this work for what we do on the show? It doesn't have to be a one-to-one, but does it feel like something we would do? So I'm going to bring up a few pile things, and feel free to chime in. Raise your hand on Skype if you want.
Well, actually, I have so two general things before we get into specific pile things, if you don't mind.
Sure.
One, is there a way for us to distill the pile into something?
That's kind of what I'm trying to do.
Okay. So, because what I was thinking is, like, even if it's something that we just have, whatever Google's version of Excel is or something, and we can add a category for, is it a dice mechanic? Is it a character creation? Is it something there?
Yeah.
And then that gives us a way to quickly filter something. And then if we've addressed it, we can either color code it or just say, you know, talked about something else.
I like that idea a lot.
I can work on it. What I'm, so the pile,
I can make that. That's,
okay.
I can make, like, a drop down menu type thing.
You're a shit
person. I
was
going to do the whole Trello thing. And then there were 7,000 ideas, and all of them are multiple paragraphs long.
I think so. The pile is not good for Trello just because of how many ideas there are. Yeah. But I think that's something that if we distill into Excel, we have basically three columns or four. Who said it? What was said? What category?
Everyone, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. It looks like Firebrand is going to settle down and try to make a difference. I'm not sure how they're going to go about doing that after the last time they got into combat. Maybe they'll take a more tactful approach in the future. That being said, who's going to stand in their way? What's going to happen? We'll have to wait till next time to get an answer for that. But until then, you can check us out, obviously, at patreon.com/DANDR and support the show. You can also find us on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. We really want to thank you for listening to us and supporting and just sharing the show with your friends. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Until then, take care of yourselves and good luck with your games.